Hi, I'm Robert Green. Welcome to Visual Studio Toolbox. This is the second of a three-part series where we focus on Visual Studio partners that make developer tools that help you become better developers. In the first episode, we saw Code Rush from DevExpress, and in this episode, we're going to see ReSharper from JetBrains. So let's take a look at ReSharper, and then we'll come back and see how you can download it. I'm in the studio with Ilya Ryzhenkov. Did I pronounce that right?
Yeah.
Excellent.
Okay. Thank you.
He's from JetBrains, and he's going to show us ReSharper. And the number one question I have, Ilya, is, first of all, who are you, and what is ReSharper? So tell us a little bit about yourself, a little bit about JetBrains, a little bit about ReSharper, then we'll head straight to demo.
Right. I'm Ilya, and I'm product manager for ReSharper and some other .NET tools from JetBrains. Mm-hmm. JetBrains is our tools company. It is the tools company. We are doing tools for developers for about 10 years already. So we started with Java, and then we added a .NET department to our company. So we're building. Yeah, right. So we are doing a plugin for Visual Studio ReSharper. Uh-huh. Which enhances developers' productivity. Well, the productivity is a bit broad term, so I would call it a personal source code digital assistant.
Ah, so okay.
The stuff that helps you every step in writing code, testing code, navigating, analyzing, and doing very advanced things with the code, with the .NET code.
So it's going to help developers of all skill levels write better code, write faster code, write more efficient code?
Yep. The quality is of our primary concern, the quality of your code, the mm-hmm. code you write. And that is the main feature that you see first when you install ReSharper, the code analysis. It brings the analysis to the advanced level. It can analyze very complex things. And for developers who are just learning C#, for example, it helps you to learn advanced techniques and convert, for example, a for each loop into the link query or something like that.
C# or VB.
Or VB or ASP.NET or XAML. Not yet.
Not yet. Okay, that's coming.
And we have no plans for C++ right
okay.
now, at least nothing public.
Okay.
But with the recent Windows 8 things that you announced recently on the Build conference, it seems that
you might need to look into that.
Might need.
Okay. So show us a demo. Show us how ReSharper makes us better developers.
Right. So I've got a solution, a JSON-FAX library, just downloaded an open source library from the web. I was looking at what we can do to improve this library and what could be issues there. So ReSharper, if you install it, and when you install it, it adds a menu to the Visual Studio with several important areas of productivity that you can see. Like navigation, we have lots of options, finding code analysis, changing code. As you know, that changing code is like 80% of all developers' activity. Mm-hmm. And then inspections, refactorings, and testing. There are other tools like helper things for developers. So for example, when you open your text editor for the first time after installing ReSharper, you can see that practically nothing changed, except that you have these sidebars here. And that is because I switched off ReSharper analysis for this file, so you can see the difference. And like here you can see some property that is yielding some values, and apparently there is no problem here.
Okay, but so you have the analysis turned off at the moment.
Right, so I am now turning this on, and you can see the new warning that ReSharper placed here. So you can see the message, possible
I
system.
I see a number of things in that toolbar.
Yeah, it marks all the issues and suggestions and analysis that it found in this file. There are a number of things that it can find. So here you see the null reference exception that is potentially thrown in the runtime, and that is because the ILDreturn statement actually does not break the control flow. And if the value is null, it will go here and throw the null reference exception. So probably the developer missed here the yield brick statement. So okay. We just edit it, and you see the warning immediately disappeared. So you see, ReSharper is not limited to the code you see on the screen. It knows the whole solution, so it can analyze it deeper, and it is a very attentive pair programmer like this. So let's see another example. Like here, we have a suggestion that the local variable can be declared in the scope. It's quite lengthy method that you cannot analyze with your eyes, probably. And the scope variable, if you use the highlight usages feature of ReSharper, shows that it is defined its value here, and then not used outside of this branch of keys. So we can not just analyze these, but have many automated actions that help you fix the code right away. So I use Alt-Enter, use the first suggestion, move declaration closer to usage,
okay, so
and it moves the declaration of a variable.
So put that back for a second. Let's look at that again.
Okay.
Show me that drop-down.
So we have Alt-Enter.
Okay, so these are the things that ReSharper is telling me I could consider doing that would...
In this context. It's very
context-sensitive. Right,
right. So we can... These are just helpers. So if you want to check variable scope is null, you can do it like this.
Okay.
But it's useless here. As you see, it's immediately marked the rest of the code as gray. It's unused. It sees that code.
Okay.
So in this case, we use the first suggestion, like Alt-Enter, the magic combination of ReSharper, fix my code. So we move their variable declaration here closer to usage and limit the scope of the variable.
Great.
So here is another example. Again, the code analysis is switched off, as you can see by the gray code, gray rectangle there. And then it apparently the copy-paste issue here, because the code looks very similar. And if we enable analysis, we can see that ReSharper shows the possible invalid cast exception. Note that we didn't even build the project, and we already have all the information here.
Mm-hmm.
Analyzing is performed on the source code level. So even if your project is, like it cannot be compiled due to some errors or not finished code and so on, it's very important for ReSharper to work on the code that is not yet finished, red code. So the problem is probably that we are checking that it is the one type and then casting to another.
Okay.
So it's like a copy-paste error here. So we can fix it like this. Sorry. Okay. So we have unboxing here because value is actually an object parameter. So we should unbox first and then use the explicit conversion operator here. So another one is like here you have a very complex code with for each and checks, and it returns false and true, and thus I'm checking the collection here. So we enable ReSharper analysis once again, and now we can see the suggestion that the loop can be converted into the link expression.
Oh.
Right. So now the magic happens again with Alt-Enter. So convert into link expression automatically. So it's like a single line of query instead of the for each loop, a condition, and two return statements. It simplified the code. Of course, we assume that developer is not blindly accepting suggestions and doing quick fixes. Every person who is developing software have like something like a brain. And then this code could add something like it, if it is on a critical performance path, and creation of the delegate here from the lambda expression can add some performance issue, but on normal path it's okay to use, and it's more descriptive.
Okay,
it's,
and you can always undo it if you don't like or
of
understand
course,
what was done. Yeah,
but
okay.
You can see it's much simpler to read. Yep. It's all keys are passing this predicate.
Okay. So what's that inner compare strict? What's wrong with those?
static field in generic type. So we have a static field of generic type and it doesn't use any of the type parameters here. So what's the problem here? Not a big problem, but you will have an instance of this field in every combination of type parameters use this type with. Mm-hmm. So you essentially duplicating some using extra memory like this.
Okay, so that squiggly underscore is added by ReSharper or by Visual Studio?
I'm switching off ReSharper.
Okay.
So you see that the code is just no errors, no worries.
So this will build. There's nothing wrong with this
code. Yeah, this code is green. You can see it like in the bottom right corner that we have this global solution indicator.
Okay.
So for example, if I like add a value, like change the name like this, I need to switch ReSharper back. We have now errors.
I see.
Like it's a method different, so we can fix it. Tell it this is constructor and it will name it and so on and so forth. So it's helping in little things here and there. Always it's like a assistant staying pairing with you while you're writing the code, helping you create members while they are not defined yet, analyze solution, find usages, explore a solution, and so on and so forth.
Okay, so the yellow rectangle in the scroll bar, that turns to green when there's nothing left in that file?
Yeah, it is green when there are only suggestions.
Okay.
It's like something you can change or you can not change. You can actually change their inspection options and change specific analysis severity.
Okay.
So that, I think it's okay to have static fails. So if you don't like ReSharper highlighting this, you can make it. And it's now highlighted with green, so it's just a suggestion and less warnings. So here we have our unused using directive. And the next warning would be naming check. We can set up naming rules so that it conforms to your standards and so on and so forth. Mm-hmm. So another thing ReSharper can do is for web project, and since web is getting more and more attention nowadays, and we have a speed.net MVC and
the MVC music store.
Right. So what could be wrong with this popular thing? But we can try find code issues in the whole project. So it analyzes JavaScript, CSS, supports CSHTML files, and all this kind of stuff, and it is.
Well, those JavaScript files are part of the project, right? They were created when you created the project, or they were imported. You didn't necessarily write those, right?
Let's go to some JavaScript file. So I'm using the ReSharper navigation, like go to file and folder. Mm-hmm. I say I'm interested in JavaScript files. We can see that this one is mostly just standard references for Ajax, jQuery, and so on and so forth. So there is not much custom JavaScript here. But you can see that we have 3,000 issues found in this small solution. And you can see that we have values assigned but never used, assignments to implicitly declared global variable, for example, in the jQuery, something. It's a hack for EA. and many other issues that
so can
we
I
can, look.
Can you filter out by the code you wrote versus the code you didn't write?
Not yet. We are building this for the next version.
Okay, because a lot of that jQuery code, you know, it's not code I wrote. So I don't know how much time I'm going to spend making changes to it.
You can add the files like folder, not this one. You can add files to the generated code, like it's do not analyze this. It's something that we got from outside.
So. Right.
And for the next one of the next version of ReSharper, we are building for especially for JavaScript things the library mode. So this is a library, and this is my JavaScript, and so on and so forth. So for example, for the Razor, we have all this stuff. All our analysis and navigation and IntelliSense and testing and all this stuff working in JavaScript and CSS. It's like you're writing a jQuery, and let's pretend we didn't have this, and now I want some ID, and here you can see the IntelliSense for the IDs.
That IntelliSense is part of ReSharper?
Right. So similarly, you can use styles like this one. So it helps mm-hmm. you type code, it helps you refactor code, it helps you navigate code. For example, we have an action link here, and here is the name of the action, and we can go straight to the action in the controller, and then we can have a redirect to action in the C# code, but we know it's part of the MVC stack, MVC technology, mm-hmm. so we can go straight to the action that is redirecting and navigating the code, or go the other way around, like finding usages of this action, and this is the only place we use this action. And if we go the usages here, so we have two forms, like action link and form.
So this is how many times in those files you'll find address and payment. 10
right.
times in the CSHTML and 50
No, it's not number of times. It's line number.
Oh, line number, okay.
So we have this place and various analyses and all the stuff. Like we have HTML inside Razor and the action link embedded, and we can go to details.
What's the suggestion for that?
Which one?
Is there a... we're still navigating, sorry.
It's not a squiggly, it's a straight line
okay.
that shows that this is not just ordinary string. So if you disable ReSharper for this file, it's just a string.
Got it. Mm-hmm.
It has no semantic information, it's just a text as a series of Unicode characters. But
mm-hmm.
for ReSharper, have a special meaning because we know it's MVC, and we know that this action link takes parameters for the action controller and so on and so forth. So it has a number of features for web thing, like we can go to the, let's go to the site CSS, and we have a CSS file, and we can find usages of CSS symbol. We can find where we use this class and
uh-huh.
all this stuff is. You see, unlike many other tools, ReSharper tries to combine all the stuff, all the languages like C#, VBE, ISP, ISP-MVC, JavaScript, CSS, XAML, and all this stuff. And if you rename the symbol in C# and it is used in web pages or XAML pages or Silverlight pages, Windows Phone screens and so on and so forth, it will go straight and rename all the references here and there so that you have a buildable solution. It's like a definition for refactoring
mm-hmm.
when you convert the working code into the working code.
Okay, so what's your favorite feature? The one feature you think is the best feature in all of ReSharper?
Oh, it's a really tough question.
I'm putting you on the spot, but pick one.
I think it's go to file member. It's when you have files large enough, like this CSS file, it's like 300 lines, and
uh-huh.
you want to go straight to some editor field. You can type a part. The whole navigation thing is the thing I use most when I code.
Okay.
So I'm not just a manager. I do develop parts of ReSharper myself, so I use it a lot. So it's like go into file member, go into type carts, shopping cart controller. So I just type a part of the name and I go straight to the type. And
mm-hmm.
finding usages in whole solution, understanding what's going on. And all the navigation stack is very important.
Okay.
Because you don't have to browse the solution.
Uh-huh. That's awesome. So you've shown us a number of ways that ReSharper will analyze the code, let you navigate in the code, understand what's going on, has a wealth of suggestions on how to improve your code. To try out this product, people can go to the Visual Studio Gallery and download the trial edition.
Yeah, Reshaper, you can try it for 30 days.
30 days, play around with it. There's also on your website a wealth of information, additional videos. There's a community section, so people have questions about the product.
Yeah, you're welcome to ask your questions. We will explain whatever we want.
And then you guys are at most of the major shows. If people are at the conferences, they can come and see additional demos.
In fact, on conferences, people usually come to ask when the new version will come out.
Oh, gee, us too, oddly enough.
So currently we're working on support for the next version of Visual Studio.
So anything to sum up?
Well, I think if you didn't try ReShaper yet, you should, because even before I joined JetBrains, this product was one of the essential. It was an essential part of my tool belt because I don't want to spend my time doing all these small things that ReShaper can do for you automatically. And if you don't like ReShaper for some reason, don't stop there. Find another opportunity to improve your productivity in Visual Studio, because it is very essential to be armed with tools.
Right.
And watch Channel 9, the tools.
Excellent.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, Ilya. That was great stuff. I really love the way ReSharper analyzes my code and helps me write better code, and hopefully you do as well. Now, if you want to try this out for yourself, all you need to do is come into Visual Studio, go into the Extension Manager, search for ReSharper, and if you click Download, you'll download the trial. If you want more information on it, click on that. This takes you out to the Visual Studio Gallery, where, again, you can download this and read up a little bit more about it. Why ReSharper? And I think what you'll find is that the sweet spot of ReSharper, the thing that they talk about first, is the code analysis. As you're writing code, it's watching you, helping you write better code. Sort of compare that to CodeRush from DevExpress, which we saw in the previous episode of this. That helps you write code faster and does some code analysis. With ReSharper and Just Code from Telerik, which we'll see in the next episode. It's flipped a little bit, I think. ReSharper is focusing on code analysis, and then in addition to that, navigation, code refactorings, and helping you write better code. So it's not that it doesn't do any of the things that the other ones do, but I think the sweet spot of it is the code analysis. So give it a shot, download it, see if it helps you, and make sure you check out the third episode in this, where we talk about Just Code from Telerik. See you later.